Chapter 2. Defining Personality to Understand BPD. In this chapter, picking apart personality, figuring out what's healthy and what's not, uncovering personality problems. Personality. You hear that word a lot. Most people assume they know what it means. For example, for many of us, the following three phrases are easy to understand and succinctly convey considerable information about a person. She has a bubbly personality. This woman probably laughs a lot, loves fun, and enjoys being around people. He has no personality at all. This man likely comes off as flat and boring, and he avoids hanging around other people. He has an irritable personality. This man probably loses patience quickly and puts people off. However, you can't really capture a person's complete personality in one or two words, or even a whole sentence. In this chapter, we explore the full meaning of personality. We describe which characteristics make up a healthy personality and which ones identify an unhealthy personality. This chapter lays the groundwork for understanding borderline personality disorder, BPD, and all the other personality disorders that we discuss in Chapter 3. After all these disorders have one thing in common: personality. Digging into personality. Personality consists of broad, fairly enduring patterns of behaving, relating, and expressing emotions to other people. Some of these patterns are quite healthy and adaptive, while others are not. The term personality comes from the Latin word persona, which means mask. People use masks not only to project identities they want others to perceive, but also to conceal what actually lies beneath the surface. Personality represents an attempt to describe the core essence of a person, yet somewhat like a mask. That description is determined only by what others perceive. For example, a girl whom others describe as the life of the party may feel shy and self-conscious inside. Thus, the personality that others perceive of this girl isn't a direct reflection of her own perception. In contrast, some people have personalities that are quite consistent with their inner feelings and emotions. For example, an adolescent boy may perceive himself as the class clown, just as his classmates do. The next section discusses the core dimensions that distinguish a healthy personality from an unhealthy one. Differentiating healthy from unhealthy. People with healthy personalities report considerable satisfaction with their lives. Others see them as well adjusted to life in general. They manage to obtain most of their goals, face challenges with resolve, and bounce back quickly from adversities. On the other hand, people with unhealthy personalities describe their lives as being unfulfilled and unhappy. They're typically unsatisfied with what life has to offer them. Others usually see people with unhealthy personalities as poorly adjusted. These folks struggle to control their emotions, and they often have difficulty relating effectively to other people. People with any one of the personality disorders we describe in Chapter 3 have at least one of the characteristics of an unhealthy personality and relatively few of the qualities of a healthy personality. However, the line between healthy and unhealthy isn't as black and white as you may think. Most people, even those with healthy personalities, present a mix of healthy and unhealthy qualities. Almost everyone struggles in some areas of life from time to time. You can visualize healthy and unhealthy personalities as lying along a continuum. The following dimensions of personality play a role in whether a personality is healthy or unhealthy. Flexibility. Emotional regulation. Ability to delay gratification. Dependability. Interpersonal effectiveness. Emotional resiliency. Self-acceptance. Accurate perception of reality. Moderation. These core dimensions that distinguish healthy from unhealthy personalities interact with one another. Thus, people who are quick to anger, in other words, people who lack the ability to regulate emotions, usually also struggle to keep friends. In other words, they have low interpersonal effectiveness. Consequently, after people acquire one or two unhealthy personality traits, they're quick to develop more unhealthy behaviors. The following sections describe these dimensions in detail. Flexibility. Rolling with the punches. Habits govern a large part of people's lives. For example, you likely sleep on the same side of the bed every night. Perhaps you have a routine for getting ready for work in the morning. You get up, turn the coffee pot on, take a shower, read the paper, and eat breakfast, every day in the same sequence, on autopilot. Habits are good because they allow you to do things more quickly without having to think every action through. On the other hand, sometimes circumstances call for flexibility. For example, in most countries, you drive on the right side of the road. But if you drive on the right side of the road in Great Britain, you'll likely end up in a head-on collision. For those of you who've tried driving in a country that uses a different side of the road than your own country, you know how awkward the change feels. You have to maintain vigilance and care so that you don't fall back into your old habits. However, most people manage to make the adjustment. The ability to adapt to changing conditions is flexibility. If you can't make such changes, you're at a disadvantage in life. Flexibility is a key dimension of a healthy personality. Life frequently demands some degree of flexibility. For example, when we walk along the road in Corrales, New Mexico, we habitually say hi and smile at the people we encounter. The people of Corrales expect this courtesy. In contrast, when we walk the sidewalks in New York City, we pass hundreds of people without offering a greeting or even making eye contact. People in New York expect this action too. If we rigidly adhere to our New Mexico style in New York, people may view us suspiciously. The people whose personalities are marked by rigidity and inflexibility struggle to adapt to changing expectations. This inflexibility, or inadaptability, is one dimension of an unhealthy personality. For example, an inflexible man may adhere to strict time schedules for daily activities, such as getting up and having his meals at the same times every day. These schedules work well for him until he goes on vacation with several friends. He gets angry when his friends want to sleep in a little later than he usually does and have meals at different times each day. His rigid rules and anger annoy his friends. Emotional regulation. Controlling what you express. People with healthy personalities possess the ability to modulate their emotions, which means they express emotions at appropriate times in appropriate ways, not that they're emotionless. They may cry at a sad movie or laugh out loud at a comedy. They may feel anger, but they express it smartly. For example, they may be angry with a police officer who gives them what they see as an unjust ticket, but they don't punch the officer in the face. On the other hand, people with unhealthy personalities may lack the ability to control their emotions. Irritation easily morphs into rage. Laughter escalates to hysteria. Anxiety leads to panic. For some people with unhealthy personalities, unbridled emotions rule their lives. Technical stuff. Having the ability to control one's emotions carries significant benefits to one's physical health. People who have the ability to moderate their emotions also tend to have less physical pain, better cardiovascular health, improved immune system functioning, prolonged life expectancy, ability to delay gratification, controlling impulses. People with healthy personalities have the ability to persist at tasks and wait for rewards. They know how to save for a rainy day. They improve the quality of their lives through long-term planning and hard work. They know how to tolerate frustration and even discomfort when they're working toward their greater goals. A hallmark of an unhealthy personality is the inability to wait for gratification. In fact, much of what people think of as immoral involves a failure to control impulses. Consider 6 of the 7 deadly sins. Gluttony refers to excessive consumption and pleasure. Sloth is laziness and lack of discipline. Lust, greed, and envy all consist of unrestrained desire, which, in the absence of self-control, leads to immoral behavior. And anger without self-control results in violence. Dependability. Doing what you say you'll do. Another characteristic of a healthy personality is dependability, or conscientiousness. Dependable people do what they say they'll do. They're reliable, disciplined, and motivated. They approach tasks with zeal, enthusiasm, and thoroughness. As you can imagine, they accomplish more than the people who lack this trait do. In contrast, people with unhealthy personalities may have little motivation. They frequently have great plans and ambitions, but they often do little to follow through with them. Other people may not be willing to count on them. Their lack of dependability and motivation usually prevents them from achieving significant success. Interpersonal effectiveness, having good relationships. People with healthy personalities often enjoy good relationships. Others see them as both agreeable and friendly. People who exhibit interpersonal effectiveness trust others without excessive suspiciousness. But they don't approach relationships with naivete. They're skilled at accurately perceiving the motivations, feelings, and perspectives of other people. They seek and allow closeness with others while maintaining their own autonomy. They end relationships that become toxic, but they work hard to maintain connections with the people they value. On the other hand, people with unhealthy personalities often have a hard time maintaining, or even beginning, close relationships. For instance, some people avoid relationships altogether. They usually distrust others and keep them at a distance. Others exhibit the opposite problem from avoidance and become extremely dependent on their close relationships. As a result, they often feel extremely insecure in their relationships and feel anxious, clingy, and jealous. They often lack the ability to understand other people's views. Technical stuff. Psychologists have studied the way infants respond to their primary caregivers. Some infants demonstrate what's known as an anxious or ambivalent attachment style, responding with sadness when their caregivers depart and ambivalence, anger, and reluctance when their caregivers return. Other infants exhibit an avoidant attachment style and show little distress when their caregivers leave. They often appear aloof when their caregivers return. In contrast, infants with a secure attachment style show distress and are upset when their caregivers depart, but they're easily consoled when they return. You can see similar attachment styles in people's relationships throughout life, although people may change their attachment styles at different points in their lives. People with healthy personalities often exhibit the secure attachment style, while people with unhealthy personalities often exhibit either the anxious or avoidant attachment styles. Emotional resiliency, bouncing back from tough breaks. Setbacks, adversity, and even trauma befall everyone throughout life. People with healthy personalities have resiliency, or the ability to bounce back. After they encounter disappointments or tragedies, they're better able to collect their resources and move forward than people without this ability. Emotionally resilient people persist, even when recovery takes a long time and requires intense effort. Of course, some events are so horrific or traumatic that recovery remains out of reach even for those people with extremely healthy personalities. However, people with healthy personalities are more likely than others to accept their fate with courage. They don't go down without a fight. In contrast, people with unhealthy personalities often recover from adversity slowly, if at all. They tend to focus on the unfairness, injustice, and awfulness of their plights. They have a very limited range of coping abilities. They often see themselves as victims in need of rescue. Self-acceptance, seeing yourself as you really are. People with healthy personalities view themselves in a manner similar to the way in which others perceive them. They appreciate their strengths, but they also accept their faults. They neither bask in their own glory nor wallow in self-deprecation. On the other hand, people with unhealthy personalities often think about themselves in extreme terms. They tend to see themselves as either all good or all bad. For example, a narcissist, someone who puts himself on a pedestal in relation to other people, exhibits one of the extreme self-views that an unhealthy personality may have. By contrast, other people have extremely low self-esteem and think of themselves as beneath everyone else, worthy of nothing but loathing and despair. Still others flip between these two extremes. See Chapter 7 for more information on how the issue of instability plays out for people with BPD. Technical stuff. Several decades ago, a number of psychologists promoted the idea that seeing yourself as better than reality was actually a sign of psychological health. They believed that possessing an inflated, overly positive self-esteem helped people achieve more, feel better, and have more friends. However, a variety of studies since then strongly suggest that psychologically healthy folks have a generally positive, accurate view of themselves that is neither self-aggrandizing nor self-critical. Accurate perception of reality. Seeing the world as it is. People with healthy personalities tend to see the world around them accurately. They view people and events as they are. They don't view life's ugliness through rose-colored glasses, and they don't gloss over unpleasantries. They take occurrences at face value and don't read negative meaning into other people's intentions. Thus, they rarely personalize comments unless clearly warranted. For example, imagine that a friend tells you she can't go with you to a movie. If you have a healthy personality, you're likely to assume your friend has a good reason for not going with you. You wouldn't see your friend's intention as a personal slight. But if that friend says she'll never go to another movie with you again because she hates you, you likely, and reasonably, feel personally insulted. As you probably guessed, people with unhealthy personalities often do quite the opposite. They magnify negative events and frequently discount positive happenings. They tend to think in terms of black and white, good or bad, and all or nothing. They have either exquisite sensitivity to criticism or blatant disregard for the feelings and rights of other people. Moderation, avoiding extremes. Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States, extolled the virtue of moderation and counseled people to avoid extremes. Similarly, many psychologists have advocated moderation for a healthy personality. For example, someone with a healthy personality is neither overly introverted nor excessively extroverted. Paradoxically, achieving moderation is sometimes more difficult than swinging between extremes, especially for people with unhealthy personalities. Thus, for many people, going from starvation diets to binge eating is easier than consuming food moderately. For others, completely abstaining from alcohol is far easier than drinking in moderation. This inability to achieve moderation is another dimension of an unhealthy personality. Even good qualities become unhealthy when taken to the extreme. Honesty, courage, and generosity all sound like positive attributes. Yet, more isn't always better. Too much courage makes people take unnecessary risks. Excessive generosity can easily be taken advantage of. And being overly honest may offend others. People with healthy personalities have many good qualities, but they avoid extremes, often unlike their counterparts.